everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. You know, we have another great show for you today. Our guests are Dave and Susan Bowman, representing a large group of voters in agreement with the precepts of the organization Keep Bonner County Rural. You know, last week we spoke with Vern Roof, who's a fire commissioner there at Northside Fire District, and we discussed that as our area increases in population, we need vital emergency and fire response services, other services too, but speaking with him, emergency response and fire services also need to increase. And this truth is in line with Keep Bonner County Rural that we're talking about today. Their push is for our governing bodies to make smart growth decisions, controlled growth decisions, the best planning and zoning practices to keep infrastructure, emergency response services, water, utilities, traffic flow, and much more under their control as population increases to meet our needs. Well, you can see we have a lot to talk about today, so you can give us a call at 208-265-8255, and we're going to take our first break right now. We'll be right back.
Hit a three-pointer when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as quick as the SHS Bulldogs on a fast break, visit tinginternet.com/bulldogs. That's tinginternet.com/bulldogs.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Okay, you're celebrating your 28th anniversary and you want to do something special. How about giving all your friends a shot at $28,000? If you're the Kootenai River Casino in Bonner's Ferry, that's exactly what you do. March is our 28th anniversary, but you can qualify all month long with hot spins and super spins for your shot at $28,000 in cash on April 1st. In the spa, we're offering a 30-minute anti-stress facial and hand and foot ritual for just $89. We also have a special 30-minute facial with 30-minute massage and scalp ritual for just $129. And midweek rooms are just $59 in the Kootenai Falls Lodge and $89 for a Riverview room. Look, we need to celebrate 28 years of gaming, and you need an excuse to have fun and win cash, right? So book a March getaway by calling 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Get a great deal and save more today on a brand new Hyundai at Midway Hyundai.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, save every day at Midway Hyundai.
Don't let rising interest rates discourage you from purchasing a new vehicle. Visit Midway Hyundai in Post Falls and get 0% APR up to 48 months and no payments for 90 days on new 2023 Hyundai Tucson, Santa Fe, Santa Cruz, Venue, Kona, Elantra, and Sonata models. It's worth the drive to save today and get 0% APR up to 48 months and no payments for 90 days on select new 2023 models at Midway Hyundai.
Save every day at Midway Hyundai.
I-90 Autoplex in Post Falls, and go to Midway.com. Only on new purchases of 2023 Hyundai Select models, excluding hybrid and plug-in vehicles. Financed through Hyundai Motor Finance to well-qualified buyers. Palisade, Ioniq 5, Ioniq 6, and models, and all hybrid plug-in hybrid models are not eligible for this offer.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, everyone. Welcome back in again. Join me and say hello to Dave and Susan Bowman. They are with the organization Keep Bonner County Rural. And thank you, Dave, Susan, for being with us today.
Thanks for having us. Pleasure to be back.
You know, I want to start, Dave, with an overview for you to explain the mission, the objectives of Keep Bonner County Rural.
Okay, thanks. Well, the genesis of Keep Bonner County Rural was, now I don't even remember, it was 2 years ago or three, but a select group of people from all over the county, some of whom had only lived here for a few years, some of whom were in third and fourth generations, got together at Connie's Restaurant, and they were concerned with what the Board of Commissioners was doing in just granting density increases to anybody who walked in their office virtually. I mean, they go through a process of a hearing, but they were being rubber stamped. And so people live here, either have stayed here from being born here or moved here from somewhere else for the rural nature of this county. And they were beginning to see it go away without any real forethought. And forethought in a couple of areas, one being lack of infrastructure. So as the density of a particular area increases and you don't have the infrastructure to keep up with it, you either have a decrease in services or an increase in services that someone has to pay for, and that someone is the people who've already been here paying taxes and they get taxed more. The other aspect is just simply the rural lifestyle that people want to have, which is why they're here, and they see it going away quickly. So this group formed informally at first, and then we became more formal to more organized to be able to fight some of these battles.
I think some people wonder if you are actually a no-growth organization or are you more on the side of smart growth? How would you characterize the organization?
Good question. I'd say responsible growth, right? Because we have been accused of saying, well, you came here from somewhere else and now you want to close the door behind you, and it's never been anything like that. We advocate for everyone's property rights, we want the growth to be responsible. And the main thing is we have a good comprehensive plan in place and good zone. Well, they could use some work, but they're reasonably good. Not to change the law on the behalf of one property owner who wants his or her density increased to be able to sell more lots.
Kind of too many. So I like the, first of all, I like the phrase responsible growth. I like that a lot. And so instead of, to apply the law evenly across to everyone at planning and zoning and not patchwork in, like, you get a rezone and yet everybody around you is something else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if someone comes in and they want, if someone has a 100 or 200 acres in an area that's zoned ag forest 20 acre minimums and they want to subdivide it, that's fine. If that's what they want to do, they have every right to do it. We would never stand in their way.
They're already zoned for 20,
yes.
And they want to go to 520s.
But when they come in and say, we want the law changed so that we can change our property, our parcel that we own to 10 acre minimums so we can double, that we have a problem with.
Okay. You've mentioned planning. Susan, want you in on this? I'd like people to understand your background in planning because I think it's important that people know that the input that that this organization is making is not just based on opinions, but it's based on experience in the whole planning and zoning process.
Yes. Thanks, Barbara. That's a good thought there. So I was part of the original group at Connie's, and I organized them because that's one of the things planners do. They're good organizers and community organizers. And so from the very get-go, from the very inception of Keep Bonner County Rural, planning has been central. The principles of planning, the concept of planning, and I've been a professional planner for 20-plus years. Most of my background in planning has come from Western Washington, but it's not different in places that you go. Planning, the principles are still the same. And so what I've brought here to this county is all of my knowledge. And so I work on a pro bono basis for Keep Bonner County Rural. And what I do is I help groups understand planning. I help them to understand how the comprehensive plan relates to the zoning code, because it's complicated stuff. It's very wonky and government-y and stuff. So that's one of the things I've done for Keep Bonner County Rural. But also, when groups come to us, one of the things that we say is you have to organize. This has to be your county, okay? I'm not going to sit there and do all of this work for you. But what I am going to do is I'm going to show you, here's how the code works. It is the law. And here is how the process works. The process is very long and convoluted, and it's difficult for the average person to understand, but that's my job as a planner. That's always been my job. So, yeah, from the beginning, I would say Keep Bonner County Rural is a, you know, the organization is built upon planning principles.
I'm wondering if the county in any way, in workshops or hearings or, I don't know, input, they have used the experience you have.
No, and in fact, I think that they look at me as an enemy because I am pointing out the places where they are not following their own zoning code, their own law. And they don't like that because what's happening at the county now and has been for quite some time, at least the 2.5 years that I've been here, is the county is basically ignoring their own zoning code. And what they're doing is they're finding back doors within that zoning code to try to make what they want to happen fit. So the problem with that is that, number one, it is against the law because the zoning code is the law. But the people don't have a police force to enforce the zoning code. It's the people that enforces it. Yeah, so we have to sue to make them follow their own law.
Yeah, which is never a guarantee that you win. You know, Dave, it concerns me. Like this morning, there was a county commissioners meeting. There are tons of people out there listening to us right now on the radio. A, they either didn't know there was a county commissioner meeting. They're at work. They don't know what's going on. They just know something's happening. They drive by all these developments and more traffic and everything. And this power to the people need to be involved in lawsuits and understand and fight their fight is really difficult because people are out working and they don't understand the way you guys in your organization understands what's really going on. You know, it's frustrating.
It is frustrating, and it's unfortunate that the first time we hired an attorney to fight one of these cases, my first conversation with him, he said, you know, it's real. You folks up there in Bonner County need a lot of help. You should not have to be going to court to get your elected officials to do what you elected them to do.
To get the elected officials to follow the law.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, part of what drew me to North Idaho 20 years ago was that the community, the way people are here, and they just want to live their life and be left alone, and I'm very much about that. But that's a double-edged sword because what has happened here is people – They go down the Republican ticket and vote for everybody, and then they figure, well, I've done my job, and now they're going to do what we hired them to do, and they're not necessarily watching. And it's too bad that we have to watch, but we have to watch.
Yeah.
Because if we're not, they're going to do what they're going
to
do.
I used to think, I don't know, X number of years ago, like 25, let's say, that could be true, that the parties stood for what they stood for. But it's not true now. It's just not true. You have to know the individual. You know, speaking of that, Mr. Bowman, individual, you ran for county commissioner the last time around.
I did.
You lost. I don't know where you came in the order.
Middle of the pack.
Okay. Good. That's good because it was a big, it was a
it was pack. A pack.
It was, yeah, it was a pack.
Not so, PAC.
Yeah.
PACK.
Yeah. Do you think that you would ever run again, given what's going on? What do you think?
Well, I have been a I get asked that question several times a week, and given I have to say that I said to Commissioner Ahmet after when I lost. I went to him and said, I will support you if you work on behalf of the people. I will be behind you. But the flip side of that is if you're not, I'm going to be on you. And he has not worked for the people.
We're on the flip side.
Yes, we're on the flip side.
In your opinion.
Yes. So I cannot rule it out.
Okay. If you would run, this is going to be another difficult question. If you decide not to run, is there a candidate out there? And actually, this is a little unfair for you to endorse another candidate when you might be running against them. But is there some other candidate that you would like to see step forward? Sorry about that. That's a tough question.
Yeah, nobody that I would name right now. And in District 3, maybe, but not really. So it kind of forces me to be in the running no matter what, because there just aren't – there may be some who are capable but don't want to get drugged through the mud, because that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
And there are some who want to desperately. You know, I think when we ran before, I was the only one who really was in it to – It's never been my aspiration to be a politician. I don't think the other four could say that.
Yeah.
So that makes a big difference. I don't want somebody in there who aspires to be a politician.
Right.
And neither do the people.
Or at least they can aspire to be a good politician. Another question about Keep Bonner County Rural. I listed some things at the top about fire and emergency response and water, utilities,
traffic.
Roads yep. And traffic flow. Susan, as a planner, this is another tough question, but can you put those in priority order? I mean, what do we need our county commissioners to be addressing when they look at rezones or developers who want to develop?
Well, all of that particular type of stuff gets addressed in the comprehensive plan first. So first you would seek the vision of the people through the comprehensive planning process. By the way, that's not being done right now. So you would go first to you'd go to the fire districts and you'd say, what do you need? What do you have and what do you need? You do analysis. That all good planning is built on analysis. Again, this is not being done, by the way. You put that analysis into your comprehensive plan. And as a good example, you might say for the fire anyway, what are you expecting, you know, people of Bonner County? Do you expect a full crew of fire, firemen coming to your house if your house is on fire? Because that's not currently how it's made up.
It cannot currently happen. Literally, they can't.
Literally, they
cover
can't.
It.
Right. Yeah. But I'll bet you the majority of the people of this county don't understand that and don't know that, right? So you have to do the analysis of all of the public services. And, for example, water is, you know, I think everything in planning is built upon the right of the people to have housing, water, sewer, you know,
power.
Emergency services, power, right? That's all of the tenets of planning. That's like the bedrock of planning, right? So I can't put them in priority because all of those things are our right. And it is up to the elected officials to be providing those for us and not making us compete for resources, right? And not making departments compete against each other for resources. They need to balance all of that. And good planning, that's where good planning comes in. So you start again with the comprehensive planning process, which again is not being done right now. It's being done, but it's just not appropriately.
Right. One of the services that I didn't mention, and I want to mention it now lest anyone out there listening thinks it's been left off the list on purpose, and that would be law enforcement. I mean, I want the fire trucks, law enforcement, ambulances to get to me on a good road.
Yes.
That's kind of that'd be the first thing I'd put on my list. But definitely we need to make sure that law enforcement is being expanded and taken care of. And that includes the courts, the prosecutors, of course, the sheriff's office and Sandpoint Police. I'll put them in the group, too,
sure.
Even though we're talking county.
Well, you have mutual aid. So they all
mutual
tie together.
Aid, they do.
Right,
they're all
city,
dispatched.
The county, Pondere, all the fire services around here, they all have mutual aid. So
and they're all dispatched from the same center.
Oh, yeah.
So
and often together.
A lot of cooperation. So I think that's really important. And I don't think they're, talk about not going out and meeting with these different important service groups. Law enforcement has recently has been left out of the conversation, and that's just beyond my understanding. I'm sorry, I'm on the record. I don't understand that the county commissioners are not talking all the time with Sheriff Wheeler and his team on what their needs are, how they need to grow. And I'm just going to say also, since I'm feeling a little reckless today, there is no way I would put an RV park at the fairground ahead of a future, whenever that future is, a criminal justice complex of courthouses and judges and detention and all the things that we need for this county to take care of the most critical service, which is law enforcement.
Absolutely. And that all intersects with planning, because the charge of planning, the charge of government, is to provide, first of all, for the public health, the safety
and
the welfare of the people. So that's the quality of their life. But those are, that's really, when you get down to the, you know, the basics of what government is supposed to do, it's that. And not only are they ignoring it, in many cases, they're shunning it, you know, not, you know, purposefully trying to leave it out where they know it doesn't serve their purposes to urbanize and to grow too quickly. And you're right, they have left out the sheriff many times, yeah, even though it's their charge not to do so.
They basically have a vendetta against the sheriff.
Yeah.
And when I want to be careful when we say they, Asia needs to be separated out of that, because they does not include Asia. Asia Williams is in there working for the people. She is under fire from these other two commissioners day in and day out. They're doing things like scheduling. They wait to find out where she's going to be in a meeting that she's committed to, and then they will schedule a special meeting. They did it again today when she can't be there.
So
Asia's not part of this problem.
Yes, thanks.
Extraordinarily disappointing. I'm so glad that you brought that up. We're talking about county commissioners, and it seems to be two against one, two against the sheriff. It's an extraordinary situation, and it reminds me of middle school. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back.
Hayes Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Hayes Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Hayes Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Hayes Kirby, when experience counts.
It's college tournament time at Turf Club Sportsbook, where suddenly every game's a big game. And that office pool you're in? Well, so much for that. This is real sports betting that goes way beyond the bracket, all in a modern game day setting, where you can take home a lot more than some intern's lunch money. Get off the sidelines and into the action at the all-new Turf Club Sportsbook, the ultimate game changer, only at Northern Quest.
You know, when you love sports like I do, some people just don't get it. All the yelling, the face paint, the blind allegiance to some fictitious beaver. But you know who does get it? Epic Sports Bar. With their 30-foot HD TV, amazing game day menu, and live sports betting on their Turf Club Sportsbook kiosk. So now, I don't have to worry about scaring the cat every time my team scores. Sorry, Muffins. Good kitty. Epic Sports Bar. Only at Northern Quest.
Specialty Auto Glass in Ponderay wants to know, how's your view? If you're looking cross-eyed through windshield cracks and rock chips, better get over to Specialty Auto Glass. At Specialty, they fix or replace all kinds of glass, including vehicle windshields, side windows, mirrors, and even windows in your RV. They also cut glass for picture frames and tabletops. At Specialty Auto Glass, the word expert really means something. Their technicians are certified and they abide by the AGSC standard. Visit Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. Specialty Auto Glass.
Ready for a change of pace? The Washington Air National Guard offers high-caliber training in career fields from medical to maintenance and everything in between. Immediately access state tuition assistance and subsidized health insurance, all while serving 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year. Select jobs eligible for a bonus up to $15,000. Contact your local Air National Guard recruiting at 509-981-3217. The Washington Air National Guard. Build a career. Serve your community.
Sweet Lou's in Coeur d'Alene, Ponderay, and Athol is your headquarters for every Zags game, as well as all your favorite winter sports teams. Enjoy great food and full bar at the Coeur d'Alene and Ponderay locations, and tons of beers on tap at all locations. Can't stay for the game? Get Sweet Lou's to go. Order online at sweetlouisidaho.com on Front Avenue in Coeur d'Alene, Highway 95 in Ponderay, and next to Super One in Athol. Come hungry, stay late, eat well. Sweet Lou's.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
Everybody, welcome back in. Thanks for being with us today. We are talking with Dave and Susan Bowman. They are with an organization, Keep Bonner County Rural. And just for the record, because we covered it in the first segment, that doesn't mean no growth. It means responsible growth. So, and that's important, because I think the title Keep Bonner County Rural sometimes leads people down a little path of thinking that, you know, we only want forests with the bears, which we do, but we acknowledge the reality of the situation for people to come and enjoy what we have in a responsible way, that we develop it for them and for us. All right. Susan, let me ask you to let our audience know, what is the best way for people to get in touch with you if they have questions, they want to join in, they want to donate? How do people do that?
The best way is to go onto our website, which isn't extensive or anything, but it has a donate button and a contact button, and it's all spelled out, keepbonnercountyrural.org.
All right, so it's keepbonnercountyrural.org, and there's some information there, but a button to contact you or a button to donate.
Yes.
All right, that sounds good. Well, let's take a look. You've got a list of different issues that are going on in the county, and let's touch base on them and see as many as we can cover. Hammond rezone on Vay Road and Dufert Road. What's the issue, and what are the people in that area doing about it?
Okay, so I'll start, but Susan, you can feel free to chip in.
Okay.
Or chime in, I should say. You can always chip in, too. So there's a family, or a couple, I guess, named Hammond that owns this 11.8-acre parcel on the corner of Vay Road and Dufert Road. It is currently zoned rural residential 5, so 5-acre minimums there. And it's surrounded by that on the south side of Dufert Road, which actually makes a pretty clear dividing line. And then south of that area, it's all ag forest, I think 20, so it may be 10s. On the north side of Dufert Road is zoned recreational, and that's between Dufert Road and the Ponderay River. The people, the Hammonds have asked for they did a really bizarre thing at first that never should have been allowed to even get into the process. They wanted to change it to rural service center without going through a comprehensive plan change at the beginning. So rural service center is not allowed in the rural residential area.
Who were the commissioners that allowed them to do that? When did that happen?
That was the previous board.
That was the previous board.
Well, actually, no. I'm sorry. It was the previous. The Zoning Commission recommended approval of that. And when it went to the Board of Commissioners, I think this was the last thing they did before they left office. They did a weird thing. They remanded it back to planning, although it had never been at planning commission.
And they remanded it back because they knew it was wrong?
Well, let me jump in here. So, first of all, who did that? The planning staff. The planning staff allowed the Hammonds to skip the actual process that should have been done, which is to first have a comprehensive plan amendment, then do a rezone. That's how the process is supposed to go. But the planning department went so far as to let them skip the entire comprehensive plan process. And in so doing, even dug up some case law that supported
I forgot about
their
that.
Reasons for that. Okay. So here they are, totally biased toward an applicant. That was the planning department that did
How
that.
Were they biased?
Because they, first of all, they should make everybody follow the process, right? For some reason, they didn't make this particular applicant follow the process, but they went further to say, well, the reason we're not making them follow the process is because we dug up this case law that says we don't have to. And I read the case law.
Case law really doesn't
didn't have anything
fit the
to
bill.
Do with it. It's, so why are they doing that? Good question.
So
I don't know.
So the previous board, Bradshaw, Conley, and McDonald, sent it back to planning because they were not happy with it?
Because they said, no, you – well, one of their reasons was because – and this is going to get too far into the weeds probably, but okay. there was a development agreement made between the applicant and the zoning commission said, we need a development agreement. And so they made one, right? And then when that went to the BOCC, they changed it. The applicant said, oh, you know what? Now we're going to add in not just a gas station and five lots. Now we also want boat storage. And so they expected the BOCC to just say, sure, why not? But the BOCC did the right thing in this case, and they remanded it back and said, go back and do the process correctly. Add in the boat storage as well.
Okay, but they never got back to the comprehensive plan process.
That's coming.
That's what they're doing now.
That's
so,
happening
yeah,
now.
So that will happen on March 21st at 4:30. I recommend people go and try to convince our planning commissioners to work on behalf of the people. By the way, I've done a lot of research on this particular case, and the comprehensive plan absolutely does not support changing this to a neighborhood commercial land use designation. It does not support it.
I know that there are some notes here that I was looking at. It said there's vociferous opposition by the local residents.
Yes.
That they are, as a group of neighbors and residents and landowners surrounding this proposal, they are opposed.
Yes, I've been working with them to educate them about the comprehensive plan and the zoning code. They have like 543 signatures on a petition already. They have at least 100 people in that neighborhood. They're active.
They're very motivated.
They're extremely motivated, and you know, they're doing a really good job for their community.
This concerns me because in looking at what the county commissioners are doing, they are doing some pretty outrageous things, in my opinion, and it's just 2-1, 2-1, mm-hmm. 2-1. They being Bradshaw and Ahmet, have a majority, and so no matter what the people say or what the prosecutor says or what Asia lobbies for or what the speakers at the meetings may present, they go ahead and move the agenda and vote it in or vote it out, whatever.
Right. Yes, it is very concerning. It's basically what we've been going through with the last commission. The last board of commissioners did the same exact thing, but it was
all three.
Yeah. And so here we've got one commissioner fighting for the people, Asia Williams, and we've got two that say, we're going to keep doing it the way the other board did it, which is to completely ignore the people of this county and do exactly what we want when we want.
It's concerning because people, just what you said before, there's so much detail. It's so easy to get into the weeds. And a lot of people don't understand it, even if they try. I mean, I'll put myself in that group. Even if you try to understand all the weeds and all the ins and outs of comp plan and rezoning and what's going where, it's difficult.
It
and people feel like they give up and they just say whatever. And
yes.
That is just such a sad thing when people give up on their government.
It is a sad thing. And what I would say is that that's one of the purposes of Keep Bonner County Rural, is they can come to us. They can ask these questions. I can, you know, I've already gone and helped the Hammond folks with, you know, I've gone to two meetings now with them. Now they have a little better understanding of what their rights are and how the process works. Then they don't just say, forget it, I can't fight this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then they
exactly.
say, okay, I'm going to keep going because now I have the knowledge to know how to keep going.
We do have an avenue to move forward.
Yes.
All right. If you're interested in at least getting information, whether you want to be pro and active or whether you just want to keep yourself informed, both very good objectives, KeepBonnerCountyRural.org is one of the places you can go for help and information. What about the – there's – I'm reading here an RV park code amendment update. What's happening with that? What's the issue?
Yeah, so the issue is that in 2019, even though the people came out absolutely against it, the county board of commissioners decided to amend the code to allow RV parks everywhere in the whole county. So, you know, yeah, they're allowed as housing in the entire county. So
they just made what, a blanket?
Yep. Just everywhere you want to put an RV park, you can now.
It doesn't matter what the zoning is.
Yeah, it's in every zone now.
Every zone.
Every zone.
Ag, forest. Yep.
I could put an RV park in my backyard.
Well, you live in the city of Sandpoint, that would be a different zoning code. But yeah, so,
we're asking them to change that.
Yeah. So that's what we asked them to change. But that came about because of, and this is a good segue into another fight that we're helping. People in Blanchard fight, which is fighting an RV park that went into their neighborhood, which quadrupled the density and is being billed as affordable housing. And those folks came out and, you know, what I said is you're going to have to fight the next fight. If you're just going to fight this one fight, they're going to pop up all over. And they saw the wisdom of that. And so they said, okay, yeah, let's make a code amendment. And so we said, well, let's just go to the commissioners and ask if they'll amend the code rather than us going through all of that work. So that's what we did on behalf of them. And
that was last year, right?
No, that was this year.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Maybe three.
And they received it and didn't.
Yeah, it was pretty well received. I mean, we'll see, right? You know, who knows where they're going to take with that.
Maybe they didn't understand what they were doing.
That was presented at the same meeting that the one of the meetings with the Zoom, the very last of the Zoom meetings, right, were before they took Zoom away, which now we got back with a lot of pressure. But there were probably 20 or so speakers at least who no one spoke against it.
Right. All right. We're up against a break. We're going to do that right now. Don't go away.
Okay, you're celebrating your 28th anniversary and you want to do something special. How about giving all your friends a shot at $28,000? If you're the Kootenai River Casino in Bonner's Ferry, that's exactly what you do. March is our 28th anniversary, but you can qualify all month long with hot spins and super spins for your shot at $28,000 in cash on April 1st. In the spa, we're offering a 30-minute anti-stress facial and hand and foot ritual for just $89. We also have a special 30-minute facial with 30-minute massage and scalp ritual for just $129. And midweek rooms are just $59 in the Kootenai Falls Lodge and $89 for a Riverview room. Look, we need to celebrate 28 years of gaming, and you need an excuse to have fun and win cash, right? So book a March getaway by calling 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
As you know, cold and flu season is still here. And the folks at White Cross Pharmacy want to remind you that there's still time for you to receive your annual flu shot for the best defense for this above-average flu season. And we also have the latest COVID boosters if you haven't gotten yours yet. And both shots are covered by most healthcare plans. To find out if these vaccines are right for you, contact us at White Cross Pharmacy in Sandpoint, Spirit Lake, Priest River, or Old Town. White Cross Pharmacy.
Imagine winning a grand a day for life. This could be your reality with Lucky for Life from the Idaho Lottery. It's a lifetime of winning. And with our bonus daily giveaway, you could be lucky for life. Or you could be lucky for Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. Now through St. Paddy's Day, for every Lucky for Life ticket you buy, you'll get a chance to win $1,000 instantly. This could be your lucky day or your lucky life. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and buildings, must be 18 or older. Play wise.
Hey, Steve here with Pacific Steel and Recycling in Ponderé. As we approach second winter or fall spring, one thing is certain. Spring is on its way. When it comes time to get outside, start new projects, and spring clean, thank Pacific Steel and Recycling. We pay cash for old cars and trucks, farm and construction equipment, old appliances, electronics, and your aluminum cans. So when it's time to turn your metal trash into cash, come see us at Pacific Steel and Recycling, located at 1000 Triangle Drive in Ponderé.
Would you know what to do in a poison emergency? Would you know whom to call? Well, the answer is Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Poison Help is a 24/7 government hotline staffed by poison experts. It's free to call and available in over 100 languages. Every second counts in a poison emergency. Don't waste it wondering who to call. Save Poison Help in your phone today. 1-800-222-1222.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, welcome back in. We're in our last segment. We're talking with Dave and Susan Bowman of Keep Bonner County Rural, keepbonnercountyrural.org. If you would like to learn more, donate, get involved, and understand what these issues are. Before we went on break, we were talking about the RV Parks Code Amendment, where our county commissioners dictated that an RV park can be built anywhere in the county. It doesn't matter what the zoning is. I am just flummoxed by this. So they just said RV parks all over the place are now allowed. And tell us again, you presented a request that they change that code back where that would not be the way it is.
We did. So this was, I don't remember, maybe 3 weeks ago. It was the same business meeting where that was the last of the Zoom meetings. And so there were only 25 would fit on the screen. So we don't know how many were on Zoom, but anyway. And so I requested that the county, amend the code.
And really rescind.
Well, just amend it because there's places where it's perfectly good, not a bad idea to have an RV park,
but
we said put them where urban services are. So take them out of the rural residential, take them out of ag forest and forest. And I think Rural Service Center might have been the other one. So take those out of there. Simple. Susan's the one that figured it out. You just go in the use tables and just cross them out in those areas.
So
just,
at that
it's
meeting,
super easy.
How many people spoke in favor of what you were presenting to the county commissioners? How many were in favor? 100%.
And that was in the meeting, probably 20 people, and on Zoom, probably another 20 people. Even Jeremy Grimm, who promotes development around here, said, and this is on video, I rarely agree with the Bowmans, but in this case, it's a great idea. The planning director, Jacob Gabel, also agreed with it, said it's a great idea.
Okay,
and I was shocked to read the next day in the Daily Bee that 100% of the people spoke against this amendment. And I went to the Daily Bee's editor and said, please correct this, and never even got a response.
Okay, so 100% of the people on Zoom, in the meeting, even the planning
director, yes.
Even a local big developer said, we agree with the Bowmans.
Yes.
This needs to be changed. 100% in agreement. The Daily Bee reported it was 100% in opposition to you.
And refused to correct it.
Refused to get in touch with you.
Yes.
We're calling out Carolyn Lobsinger right now at the Daily Bee that she
yes.
needs to at least respond to the Bowmans and make a correction in the paper. It's obviously it was a mistake. I think we can extend the grace that, you know, mistakes, you know, instead of 100% in agreement, it got somehow understood it was 100% in opposition. And that's not true. So we want to have a retraction in the paper.
Thank you for setting that record straight publicly. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for letting us know about it. People need to know these things because I remember reading in the paper and I didn't understand the details. So I thought, well, everybody was against it. I thought you guys were against it. I don't know what I thought. I just knew this was a losing kind of a situation. But it wasn't that. It was completely the opposite.
Yes.
Everyone, including planning and a developer,
yep.
were in favor of changing this crazy RV code that they passed where it's good all over the county. Unbelievable. I know this is the city, but there is a complex directly off of Highway 2 that it still is owned by a local owner. It's being developed. There are 9 buildings going in, 3 stories high, four units to a building, 109 apartments have been approved. They're going in. It's right off Highway 2. And they have one gate that's going to be an access directly onto the highway. And they've got two more exits that go to one of the roads that's there. And there's no turn lane. There's nothing being done to 109 apartments filled with people, with kids and school buses, and I don't know what's going to be going
on.
What
could possibly go wrong?
What exactly? What's nothing to see here, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just go for it because what? Oh, we need apartments. We need some kind of. I don't know if it's going to be that low income or not. I don't think so. They look pretty nice. Anyway, I thought I'd throw that out there. That's not on your list, I know, but it's on my list that I'm concerned about. All right, we've got time for one more project. I'm wondering, you mentioned the Blanchard RV. Since we kind of been focusing on RV parks, what's going on with the Blanchard RV park update?
Yeah, so there's a developer in Blanchard area that bought a 4.17 acre parcel and decided that he wanted to put 20 RVs on it. So the zoning in this neighborhood is R5 with 5 acre minimums. And so that's a quadrupling, or no, it's more than quadrupling.
Well, four,
so
it should almost, be, 4 is 5, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it should be one residence.
It should be one residence.
But instead, he's
20
going
RVs.
For 20 RVs.
Yeah. So understandably, the neighborhood said, what? No, this is not a good idea. I mean, it on so many levels, I mean, the impacts you can only imagine. Here you are in your home in a rural area, and you've got 20 generators, you've got lights, you've got, you know, just imagine an RV park next to your house. Just stop for a moment and imagine an RV park.
20 RVs worth of sewage and water usage and, yeah.
On not even 5 acres, 4.17 acres where that's the minimum. Only one resident should be on that 4 acre.
Yeah, so, you know, of course,
stunned.
It's really just par for the course. It is business as usual.
The planning department.
So first it went to the so this is a conditional use permit. And those go to the zoning commission for approval or denial. Okay? So it's one of the rare cases where a commission does the approval or the denial. The zoning commission, all appointed by Dan McDonald of the last BOCC, we're like, we see no problem with this. This is great. And even though there were 60 people that came to the meeting, spoke in opposition, nobody for it, all in opposition, all bringing
and
up.
Quoting from the code.
Quoting from the code.
Plan. That actually lived there.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the applicant is billing it as affordable housing. So he's calling
we
it an affordable housing
oh,
RV park.
We love affordable housing.
Yeah. So anyway, the zoning commission were like, yeah, this is great.
I mean, on the face of it, that doesn't – I mean, you don't even have to know anything.
No, you don't.
You can just look
and
at
And our former planning director, Milton, stood up when all the public comment was done and said to the zoning commission, all of these people who spoke against it, none of them know what they're talking about.
Not.
And that was
this is
and
crazy.
Then, but
we all have to start going to county commissioners. I can't believe we're going to make that be the last word. You guys are doing such a good job for Bonner County. Thank you so much, and we'll have you back to keep updating us. Hey, everybody, thanks for being with us today. Come on back next week. I'll be talking with Corrine Rago and I hope Tom Lewis about the Galatians 6:10 preparation group. They believe in common sense preparation for different types of emergency that may take some time to resolve, whether it's an extended power outage, an interruption of water, sewer, or food deliveries. They have good ideas for you, for your neighborhood, maybe for your church that they may want to start a kind of a support benevolence group for each other. Until then, this is Barbara saying, please take care, slow down out there, and may God richly bless you, my friends.